Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy
and good Thursday morning to you. The time is 8:39. You've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. We're looking at 48 degrees under sunny skies, sunny conditions. The altitude looks great from up here, and we'll get you to your destination on time. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can see us on Comporium Channel 103. You can also follow along with us on Facebook as we stream live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just, hey, if it's there, we're there. Because that's what we do.
You can connect with us.
We
that's
try.
Right. That's it. And
local
we try
voice.
To connect you with all the folks here in our area. They represent various organizations. So you can become more informed of how to get involved. And there is a great place to get started for that creative mind that you might have with the Arts Council of York County. We'll have Melanie Cooper in the studio.
I thought about you last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to...
Listen to this. This is fantastic.
Went to Charlotte, the Fortville School District, and Discovery Education.
Oh, yeah.
They had selected 100 of the students' artwork and had it on display at their global office there. And it was, wow! And I heard your voice in my head as I was, you know, walking through and just appreciating all of the beautiful pieces. So
that's
thank
amazing.
You for the education right here on Palmetto Mornings.
But the Arts Council, you all are all embedded in all of the schools here in York County to really work with them, partner with them, and you do the student art show every year, and people love that. The amount of pictures on social media, people are just, kids just, you know, beam from ear to ear.
Yeah. It's bragging rights.
That's right. That's right. So we've got the York County High School's art show coming up. It opens just before Christmasville and runs through the end of December, and we'll be announcing, it's a juried show, so we'll be announcing the winners at our opening reception on, the opening night of Christmasville on December
5th. And juried means that it's judged.
Juried means it's judged. So we have judges from the Catawba River Art Guild and the Yorkville Artist Guild who come in and they kind of take a look at everything that's on display, and they determine first best of show, first, second, third place. Yeah.
So an outside voice looking at it from an artist's viewpoint. And the pieces are truly unbelievable. That what high school students come up with. I mean, it's something that can be in major museums across the country.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. These kids in York County are amazingly talented.
Oh.
But we do have some stuff coming up before then. We have our Studio Artist Showcase. This is an annual exhibit that we do. I don't know if many folks know, but in both the Center for the Arts and the Geddes Art Center, we have studio artists who work there. They're there during the day. Sometimes they're there at night. It just kind of depends on their schedules. Some of our artists have full-time jobs. Some of them are making their living as artists, which is always amazing to me and wonderful. And so we love to be able to showcase what they've been doing over the past year. And that's a really short exhibit. It just runs from the 1st through the 17th, but we are having a reception for it on the 14th. So everybody should come out and meet our studio artists. On our webpage, we have a studio artists page, and people can take a look if they see an artist that they're interested in learning more about. We have their webpages linked if they're interested in hiring them or commissioning works. That's always a possibility. Just check them out there for sure. It's yorkcountyarts.org. And the other thing that we've got going on tonight is the literary competition awards reception.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the one thing that we do throughout the year. It actually starts in the spring and it honors the literary arts. And it's both for youth and adults. And it's just specifically for youth here in York County. But for the adults, it is across the Southeast. So we will be publishing many of the winners in our writer's review tomorrow. So we are excited to be able to announce
exciting.
And publish that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can folks see the winners, or how can we check out who won?
For the literary, there is a webpage at yorkcountyarts.org that highlights the literary competition.
Oh, fantastic.
And we publish the writer's review, which contains most of the artists that have won. A few of them will ask not to have it published so that they can submit their work somewhere else a lot of times. Like, we require that the works not have been published before. But most of them are in there, and they can read through both the poetry and the short stories for the adults and the youth. on our website or through issue.com.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Opportunities galore. That's and again, right. through the arts, we're learning how, you know, artists just have a way of looking at the world and putting a perspective to help other people see it in the way that they do.
Yes.
Or to put into words what can't be explained.
Absolutely.
And I just, I don't know, the more I learn, the more I want to know, the more exciting it becomes. And I think you do such a great job of putting those opportunities out there for all of us to fall in love with art.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the film festival's second deadline coming up this Sunday. There'll be one more after that. So if you make short films, we would love to see them and consider them for the Underexposed Film Festival, YC. This is our ninth year this year.
Wow.
I know. I know. It goes by so fast. I feel like we just started it the other day.
Really? Yeah.
But the talent that folks present and submit, it is pretty cool because we have seen many of the pieces and blown away. You're like, how? You get so much information in such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. What, five sometimes minutes or less is pretty impressive that you can tell a complete story that quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. Fantastic. It's wonderful. And then we have Art Party coming up, in 2 weeks.
Art Party.
Art Party. And that is actually hosted by the Friday Arts Project, which is another arts group here in town. But they involve as many people as they can in this event. They do a juried art show. They do performance art. They're going to have a short film screening at the Geddes Arts Center. And then the way that the Arts Council is involved is we do the competitive portrait drawing aspect.
I saw. Is that still available or do you have
No, we still need people who would love to have their portraits drawn and then serve as the jury for their two artists.
So is this the one where you eliminate folks each
after?
This is so great. This is what Survivor meets an artist competition.
Yeah, it's like a basketball tournament.
That's exactly
with artists.
Cool. Let's explain to folks what happens. So if folks want to be a model, right, we pay
$10.
$10 in it, but we get the artwork.
You get your artwork. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just from if the artist continues to stay in it?
Nope, regardless.
Wow.
So you pay $10, and we haven't been giving them out that night only because we'd like to set them, and we put them on display through Art Party so people can see as they come through during the open studios and stuff.
But this is the one that Harriet Good came to, right? And didn't she wear like a fancy hat or something?
She had on these really great red sunglasses, and the artist who drew her, she was completely in charcoals except for her sunglasses, and they ran over and they grabbed red markers and crayons.
Nice.
This is fantastic.
Pastels, yeah.
That's what I would want to do. I would want to have some, like, I don't know, it makes me feel very vulnerable to be painted or drawn or whatever, because I remember karma comes back around, and one time I tried to do this drawing of my grandmother, and I made a whole bunch. She looked like a kind of dog that has all the wrinkles on their face.
Sharpay.
She looked like a Sharpay, and she didn't like that picture very much.
Oh,
so I can only imagine if I just put myself in that position.
Oh, my goodness.
Big glasses, big hat, or something just very artsy. That's fantastic. What a great idea.
So you're looking for models.
We are.
So $10 will get you in, and you just sit there, I assume.
That's right. So
it's not a nude, Lucas.
5 minutes.
So you know.
It's 5 minutes. It's so quick.
Yes, okay.
So it's set up like it is like a basketball tournament. Okay. You have your first round, your second round, your third round, your fourth round. And in your first round, there are 16 artists and 15 or that's total.
Okay.
But I think it's like four and four, eight and eight, something like
that. So people are eliminated each
round. Each round until you get down to the final two. So every artist will draw in that first round. And then the person who is having their portrait drawn is the person who's going to determine who the winner is of their portrait.
Wow.
Yeah. What a fantastic. All right. So this is when Friday?
This is Friday the 22nd.
The one that makes me look like 20 years younger, 10 pounds lighter. You, my friend, are the winner.
That's it.
And it's from 6 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's so fast. And it's actually happening at the same time that we are doing a reception for our Coro art exhibit. And this is produced by Coroplast Tape Corporation.
Did we have that last time?
We had it 2 years ago.
Okay, I thought
this is the second one. It's an internationally sponsored event. Coroplast Tape Corporation in Germany does this every year there, and they wanted to bring it to the United States, and they loved what the arts were doing in York County, and they came to us and they said, please, would you help us facilitate this? And we said, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well,
you can always connect with the Arts Council of York County. Do not be afraid. Reach out. They can get you plugged in to whatever creative process you want to get involved in, for sure.
Wow.
Melanie Cooper is with the Arts Council of York County. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The time on this Thursday.